It's day 15 of October 2016, and today Simon at SM2N asks us, what kind of music would you listen to, or what piece of music would you listen to if you wanted to relax, if you needed to calm down from a stressful day? Why does this piece have the desired effect on you, and when did you have to use it last? Well, you know, the funny thing is that I don't need to be unwound, as it were, in the evenings. Well, maybe I do, actually, but what I'm trying to say is that there are times in the day, they can be first thing in the morning, or any time through the day. Mostly never in the evening, strange as it may seem. But as some of you may know, or may not know, I often hang out in Nick Holloway Vox's Breathing Space Hangout. And nowadays it tends to be only with Adrian Wicks at TurboStream. And I will often listen to relaxing music before, during, and sometimes after we've had our time together in the hangout. So mostly I would say that I listen to relaxation music in the mornings, between, say, 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning till noonish, depending on what I'm doing. And what piece of music? Well, I can't honestly pick a piece of music. I'll give you an example. I have a folder on my iTunes, and it's called Sublime. Certainly, that's all it's called, Sublime. And it's pieces of music that I've selected from all the music that I have and new music that I get that I consider to be worthy of being included in this Sublime folder. And I can give you many examples. I mean, Albinoni's Adagio for two oboes, yes, those new instruments that are on the market at the moment. So it rhymes with Oreos. Cachaturian, Masquerade, which is a lovely piece of, really, you know, orchestra. It's an orchestrated part, but it's so sublime. Bach, God, how could I not have Bach? In fact, probably the most popular in my Sublime folder is Bach music of all types from him. And I could go on, Bizet, Chopin, Czerny Nocturnes, John Field, the Irishman, who actually, is the word invented the correct word? Who invented the nocturne? Yeah, you wouldn't believe that, John Field, an Irishman. But I even have Eric Clapton in here, and it's a theme from a movie that never happened, which you wouldn't class as classical, but for relaxation it's there. And basically what I do is I play this in sort of a shuffle mode, so I never know what's coming up next. We have Eric Satie, and Liszt, Schubert, Kalkbrenner, Gabriel Fauré, oh my God, beautiful stuff from Fauré. Hans von Bronsart, Piano Concerto in F sharp minor. That is absolutely beautiful. Haydn, Rameau. Now this is the thing, this piece of Rameau that's in here is a gig. Yes, it's a gig, it's upbeat, it's fun. Why is it in the Sublime then? Because it makes me smile. And that's the thing. Some of the pieces that are in here are not laid back, as we normally term them. Laid back, calming, chilling music. But they have the exact same effect of helping me to be in that wonderful, wonderful space that is chilled out, relaxed, stressless, just thinking, hopefully, about nothing but the music. So I don't know what I'm going to play here. So whatever you hear, including, it may be Tchaikovsky, None But the Lonely Hearts. That's a wonderful piece of music as well. My God, I could go on. But I will pick one or two and I'll just run them together. Just to give you an idea of what chose me out. I can't possibly, I'm sorry Simon, I can't possibly pick one piece of music that chose me out because this whole Sublime folder, and there's more that I've still to add to it, just is what I would listen to. It's like having one great big final LP of your favourite chill out tracks. And yeah, I think that's what I'll do. I'll just pop in a couple at the end. I think this probably is one of my most favourite topics so far, because it means so much to me. It really does. Some people may have a great idea of what I mean, and others might not know what I mean when you are in that wonderful place of being within yourself and all else around you is blurred because of what you're listening to and what it does to you, how it makes you feel. And this is how I love, or this is why I love relaxing music, whether it's downbeat or upbeat. If it makes me chilled out and relaxed and at one with the world, at one with myself more than anything, then this is it. Thanks, Simon. It's a great, great topic for today. Thank you so much.